Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,700 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this would be possible without you guys, without the love and all the shares, the cares, the comments. It makes a huge difference and continues to help me do this amazing show. And then I get phenomenally talented people like the young, talented, and dynamic Clark Furlong, who's on with me today. Hey, Clark.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am awesome. Awesome, Clark. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you've got a tight schedule, so I am so appreciative that you were able to stop through with us.
So, I am very happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. So, Clark, to start things off, when did you know that you wanted to be an actor?
That is a good question. Performing and acting has always been a part of my family. My mom was an actor, and I started playing violin when I was really little, and there was always performances, recitals.
Gotcha.
And so I was always performing, always on stage, and a lot of my friends started auditioning for plays. And my mom asked me if I would like to audition as well. I said yes. I don't remember the exact time when I decided, like, acting was the thing for me or when I decided to start.
Right.
But I do remember when I decided to switch my focus to all-out acting.
Gotcha.
That happened when I was 9. I think.
Yeah, that's a big quest for a 9-year-old. That's a lot. That's a whole lot there. So what was the next step for you? Did your mom start putting you into different camps and trainings or classes?
No.
Oh wow. Just the auditions.
No. she actually said no to me when I asked to be an actor. She said no, and I was like, please until finally she said yes. I remember what she said to me. She said, okay, but this is the thing that I love more than anything else in this world. So if we're gonna do this, we're going to do this right. We're going to go big or go home.
Yes.
And so I started auditioning. I auditioned locally, and then I hopped on acting websites to find new auditions.
Right.
And I went up from there.
Awesome. I love it. Now, many may know you from your role in HBO's Euphoria. You portrayed the young Jules character. Now, that role, that came about for you. What would you say attracted you the most to the role?
What was the most attractive thing about the role?
Or what?
That's a tough question.
Or okay, so what I would say this then. What made the connection for you? What was the main connection for you and Jules?
I really liked how emotional Jules' character was. I really enjoyed getting to go there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of fun, and my job as the actor is to, like, it's to tell the truth of that person. Like, not necessarily to understand or research what trans was. Like, my mom explained to me beforehand, like, what trans was and why she was referred to as she and not he, and so I knew. But, like, it wasn't... My job was to be... to play as true to Jules as I could, which was, you know, being... she was alone.
Yeah.
Utterly alone. And she was completely betrayed by her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was my job to go up and play that character as truthfully as I could.
Yeah, I think that you did a phenomenal job because, you know, without giving too much away, because I know some people still haven't seen you for it. You guys go check it out on the HBO app, HBO Max, all that good stuff. There are some scenes that was heavy for me as an adult to watch and then to know, oh, wow, these are teenagers doing these roles. Like, that's some heavy stuff, but you were very...
I was actually 11 during that show. Yeah. I turned 12 on set.
Oh my gosh, that was a lot. Oh my goodness, Clark. Like, it got heavy, you know, without telling too much. It got heavy. And I was like, and then thinking back, I'm like, maybe these are like adults, like these are like small adults. No, these are kids doing these roles. But you absolutely, I feel like you gave a proper portrayal of that character. It was so believable, like a heart, like you can't watch it and you're like, oh my God, like my heart's literally going out of my chest to this kid. So I think that you did a very sensational job.
That means a lot.
Yes, yes. It was very, very touching. That role definitely touched. So moving on now you've got an Apple Plus project, and this is the Stephen King and J.J. Abrams, the new Apple Plus show, Lisey's Story. I'm going to get the name right, Clark. I had a couple of issues. Lisey's Story. Tell us a little bit about this role.
Okay, so first, this needs a little bit of context.
Okay.
Lisey's Story is about a widow who's played by Julianne Moore, and her husband, played by Clive Owen, who is going through her husband's old writing and what happens to her as she delves into his world. I play the husband's older brother in flashbacks that really helped to build the tension of the story.
Wow. So was there any particular research that you did in trying to build the background of this character?
I read the book.
That's plenty of research, right?
I know it doesn't sound like much, but
yeah, no,
it's a good read. And I got a lot of information from it.
Gotcha, gotcha. And when does this actual story drop on the Apple Plus streaming service?
This show drops June 4th.
Ooh, just a couple days away.
Next Friday, actually.
Yes. Loving that. Okay. We'll go ahead and put that out there. Last but certainly not least, Clark, what advice would you offer to any young person today that aspires to be an actor in the industry?
The best advice that I think I can give right now is don't give up. It is discouraging. You know, I have like 1,000 or 2,000 pages of auditions and, you know, 4 jobs.
Yeah.
So it can be depressing, but, it'll be worth it. Like once you book the job, it's all worth it because that tells you that you can do this and you can. You can do this. So don't give up.
Don't give up. I love it. Clark Furlong, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.